The Rangers are on a win streak, four-game win streak. They just swept the Kansas City Royals, and now they embark on a tough road trip. And joining us on the Ticket Hotline to talk about it is the skipper, Bruce Bochy. Good morning.
Well, good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing okay. Great.
Y'all staying cool in this heat spell?
So far, yeah.
It's hot out there.
It is.
Well, your team's won four in a row, and I know it was good to get Max Scherzer back on the mound yesterday.
Well, it was. I mean, it was great to have Max back out there on the mound. I'm really proud of him, and we all are. And, you know, back surgery is hard to come back from, and I know this because I had a friend that performed meatball surgery on my back in my garage, using only a shot of whiskey and a wallet clenched in my teeth as anesthesia. And so,
wow.
But, you know, he fused a few of my vertebrae together using some JB Weld that I had laying around the shop. But I'd thrown my back out, you know, kind of in the more standard way, trying to lift a full-grown Hereford out of a mud vacuum by a stock pond. But of course, that I've done it before. It wouldn't have been a problem had I not lifted the engine out of an 88 old mobile without a winch the night before. But we're real proud of Max. Here we are.
That would throw out your back. And, you know, you're getting some good signs, too, with this team. They're starting to hit. Wyatt Langford's put together a really good couple of weeks. That's encouraging.
It is, George. Wyatt, very impressive. You know, he's just a kid. He's 22, very talented. And we knew he'd come around. I mean, you know, he's just he's something else. He's kind of a nationwide sensation.
Yeah.
He's kind of our hawk to a girl, and, you know, he just needed some guidance from an older gentleman who could teach him to be a baseball man, and he's done that. I mean, since I've had I have that comforting presence and that eternal air of a loving but distant grandfather you can never fully know because he doesn't talk about his emotions or his military pain, I can kind of provide the sort of guidance that Wyatt needs to be the sort of, man who's a 280 hitter and a guy who will spank his wife, but only when she wants him to. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
This is Ranger skipper Bruce Bochy with us here on the Ticket. Your team heads out onto the road now. Very tough road trip, Milwaukee and Baltimore.
It is, Craig, a very tough road trip for us. I don't like traveling so far. I kind of like playing teams within a few states of Texas if I could, you know, just to so I could skip the charter and take my Palomino, you know, wearing a poncho with a Mexican blanket slung over one shoulder and a 30-30 ammunition belt over the other, you know, eating.
That's how you would get to the game?
Yeah, I would, you know, just give me, you know, can of beans and eat the rattlesnakes out there in tin pans until I can finally make it to the game 20 pounds lighter and more world weary than a knight who's lost his faith. But pretty standard stuff.
Yeah, pretty standard. You know, it's hard to repeat, and would you say that this world championship team has been sabotaged by injuries?
George, I wouldn't. I don't like that word sabotage. I reserve that word for what you do behind enemy lines when your commander goes rogue and wants to teach the Viet Cong a lesson outside Geneva Conventions. And you know, we did a lot of that back in the day and also had to do a lot of drinking to forget what we did. But I know that Ranger fans, they really want us to go back to the World Series, but that's hard to do.
Sure.
And, it's even harder than rebuilding trust after you come home smelling like a bordello and moonshine. But I've done it, both of them, and it's possible. But it's a long season, I know, but we'll get there eventually, and I just want everybody to stick with us, you know. And I know that you guys have been real supportive of us, and I appreciate that.
Well, sure, yeah.
And I appreciate the patience that y'all's viewers have had with me. I know I look like a grandpa that smells like aftershave and a stealth cigarette, but but I am your Ranger best friend, and everybody's been acting accordingly to that.
Oh, yeah. That's good to hear.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, and it's always a pleasure having you on the show.
Okay.
What a weird dismount that was. All right, there goes Bruce Bochy.